So we like to do positive monkey stories every so often here on Scared Monkeys Radio and at scaredmonkeys.com. Notice how I'm emphasizing the term monkey. And the story comes out of CBS Boston. As long as he had a ball and bat in his hand, he was a happy kid. Ellen Rogers talks about her son, Ned Sullivan, who 5 years ago was just like any other college senior. But that's when life just stopped. It's the day and a call that every parent dreads, recalls Ellen. Ned has a seizure behind the wheel of his vehicle, crashes into a brick wall, and breaks his neck. He was paralyzed from the neck down. He spent a long year in the hospital getting better, but when he got home, he got worse. That happens sometimes. Ned says, "I always felt alone, stuck, and depressed." But then his sister was invited to a school assembly, and the topic was Helping Hands, Helper Monkeys. The organization helps people with spinal cord injuries by giving them a monkey to help with everyday tasks. Ned's mom knew this was the answer. Pretty soon, they had a little 5-pound monkey named Casey. Ned says, "I had more confidence, more pep in my step." Casey's life is helping. From turning on lights to music to playing games with Ned, she's there for it all. She sleeps in his room. She has become his partner and friend. Ned says, "More than just companionship, I always felt like she was a wingman. She's like a co-pilot." The mom says she fills a huge void in his life. A life not over after the accident, just redirected and once again filled with hope. "He has a mission now," says the mom, Ellen. "All we have to do is look at him, and we are inspired." Casey and Ned travel to speak to school kids, and Casey will stay with Ned for the rest of her life. So there's a positive monkey story to end the week here at Scared Monkeys Radio, and I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.